Mini-episode 894 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode number 894 and our preview of NFL Week 7. I'm FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with a look around the league and picks for each game. I was 5-9 last week, 0-3 on my big three and 0-1 on my lock pick, bringing me to 44-46-1, 10-8, and 4-2 on the year in those categories. Last week was a complete bizarro week, the opposite of the previous slate when I really cleaned up, so we'll see how this goes. On a somewhat related note, our weekly power rankings, which like this show can always be found at the FDH Lounge multimedia magazine, the fdhlounge.blogspot.com, were probably the toughest to compile this week that they have been in several years. Everything seems like it's up for grabs right now, so here we go. We've got Houston and Detroit on the bye this week. Up first on Thursday, the ancient rivalry dating back to AFL days flares up again when Kansas City goes to Oaktown, laying 3 up from 2.5. It's a must-win game for the Raiders, who should be able to exploit the Chiefs on the ground enough to cover. On Sunday in the Brian Billick Bowl, the Vikings host the Ravens, spotting 5.5. Baltimore has shown itself incapable of beating a good team this year, so don't look for them to hang here. The Jets and Dolphins are both looking a little better right now than you might have expected. Miami's at home laying a field goal. New York in particular has played well above their heads this year, so don't look for them to get over on the Fins twice. In the NFC West in recent years, Arizona took over from San Francisco as the prime rivals to Seattle. Now the Rams are staking their claim. They're technically at home, but in London versus the Cards, giving 3 up from 2. Remarkably, the Rams have looked much more like a legit team this year, so even though weird things always happen in London, they're the choice. Two teams stuck in the gooey middle of mediocrity in this league square off Sunday when Buffalo spots Tampa 3 points at home. The Buck D presents an opportunity for a get-well game for Tyrod Taylor, and it says here that he'll take advantage of it and route to a cover. New Orleans going to Lambeau Field laying 4 down from 4.5. Oh, what a difference Aaron Rodgers makes. These two teams have between them 2 of the last 5 Super Bowls won by NFC teams. Lay the number. The other 3 Super Bowls won by NFC teams out of the last 5 are between the Giants and Seahawks, who coincidentally square off in the Meadowlands, with Seattle laying 4.5 down from 7.5. Seattle is coming in off of 2 wins and then a bye, and not playing an East Coast 1 o'clock game, so New York should revert to their previous crappiness here. It's a long way from the huge 90s rivalry days, when Dallas goes to Frisco laying 7 up from 4. The Niners are still riding the sugar rush of a new QB and have been hanging close in many of their losses, so they should get at least a back door here. With a line move that shows how quickly two teams' fortunes can change, Denver visits the Junior College Soccer Stadium in L.A. and had been laying 2.5, but the game is now a pick'em. These teams are moving in opposite directions right now, so look for the dozens of fans in attendance to get their first hometown win. A heated AFC North rivalry flares up again when the Natty goes to Pittsburgh, getting 5.5 up from 3.5. Andy Dalton always gets a bad case of the Hershey squirts when he's facing pressure, so that should prevent a cover here. It's a week without many compelling matchups, but you can't beat a rematch of the last 2 Super Bowl teams on Sunday night. The Pats are laying 3.5 to Atlanta. As much as New England has struggled at home, much like when they were down 28-3, they're due to go the other way, so look for a cover here. On Monday night, the Redskins will try to keep Philadelphia from completely running away with the NFC East when they travel to the Vet, getting 4.5 up from 4. The only edge that Washington might have had would have been in the secondary, but now they're dealing with injuries there and will fail to cover against Philly again. Now on to the big three. In the black hole of mediocrity known as the AFC South, The Jags travel to Indy, spotting 3. Jacksonville is a lot stronger than a luckless Colts team, plus they've alternated wins and losses all year and are due again, so take them. The historically crapulent Cleveland Browns are at home against Tennessee, and it's a sign of how little respect Vegas has for the Titans right now that they're only laying 6, down from 6.5. The Browns can't hang with anybody right now, as the entire organization is imploding. Stay away from them. For the 1,000-star gold-plated lock of the millennium for NFL Week 7, the Jimmy Clausen Bowl sees the Panthers going to Soldier Field, laying 3 down from 4. The line seems only to be as short as it is because of an overreaction to both teams' last games, so take Carolina. That's right, road favorite Ricky rides again in the entire Big 3. Thank you for tuning in to this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Aquafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.